If counselors want to have their say, they best keep it to 5 minutes. On Monday night, during the Special Initiative Standing Committee meeting, counselors considered changes to their procedural bylaw, which included making a recommendation whether they will continue with the existing committee structure, or move to a committee of the whole structure. The change would have reduced the number of monthly meetings from 5 to 3, however, was defeated by 2 5-to-3 votes that will see council stick with the status quo. Timing of the monthly Strategic Initiative Standing Committee meeting and the Corporate and Community Services meeting would, however, be swapped. Coun. Marianne McLeod put forward an amendment that comments by councillors during meetings be limited to 5 minutes during the course of debate on a motion from each member, and that an additional 5 minutes could be granted at the discretion of the chair once all members had a chance to speak. Coun. Yvonne Hamlin spoke against the amendment. Our role sitting here is to express views as elected representatives and also provide thoughts from our residents or businesses, said Hamlin. We allow our residents 10 minutes to speak, and I don't know why we need to control this with a timer. Coun. Tina Kami agreed with Hamlin. I think we need to be wary of any unintended ableism that could come with that. It's wonderful when people are succinct, it's not a requirement, said Kami. I really dislike the idea of one elected official having the ability to potentially limit or cut off another elected official's comments. The amendment was passed by a vote of 5-3, with Coun. Deb Doherty, Hamlin and Coun. Tina Kami voting against. A procedural bylaw outlines rules and responsibilities for councillors, staff and the public regarding how council and committee meetings are held and run. As of now, members of council sit for 3 different committees monthly: Strategic Initiatives, Corporate and Community Services, Development and Operations Services. The existing system divides up the broad range of council responsibility into specialized areas of interest. Not all council members serve on each committee. There are also 2 regular council meetings at the end of each month to ratify the business discussed at the 3 meetings. Council considered whether to switch from the existing structure to a committee of the whole structure, where there would be 2 committee of the whole meetings at the beginning of the month, and 1 council meeting at the end to ratify all the month's business. The committee of the whole structure recommendation was defeated by a vote of 5-3, with Doherty, Hamlin and Kami voting in favor of the switch. As part of the discussion, councillors considered allowing hybrid model meetings post-COVID, where staff or the public could participate using virtual options while others attend in person. Hamlin asked if a provision could be added to allow councillors to also participate in a hybrid fashion. It gives added flexibility and perhaps we'd have an easier time getting volunteers on these boards and committees. I feel the same thing applies to council members, she said. Clerk Sarah Almas said that it could be added, should council vote in favor of an amendment. Ultimately, Hamlin decided not to put an amendment forward on the subject. Also, as part of Monday's discussions, councillors considered keeping color-coded cards for voting once they returned to in-person meetings, which were first implemented during the pandemic. The order of business during meetings would also be rearranged, with in-camera discussions happening at the beginning of meetings. The length of time council is provided with an agenda package prior to a meeting was also discussed. Currently, agendas are required to be published 120 hours before TA meeting. Under the new procedural bylaw, staff recommended that time be reduced to 96 hours prior to a meeting. I feel like we need to balance a bit, the needs of the staff but also the needs of the councillors, said Hamlin. It is the councillors' job to read through the agendas and they're very lengthy. I feel that we should be getting the agenda a week ahead. I see other municipalities doing that and I don't know why we have less time, she said. An amendment put forward by Hamlin to stick with the status quo and have agendas available 120 hours before meetings was defeated 5-3 with Mayor Brian Saunderson, Hamlin and Kami voting in favor. The main motion, that the procedural bylaw update be received and recommended for approval with the amendments, was passed by a vote of 5-3, with Hamlin, Doherty and Kami opposed. The bylaw will still need to be ratified by council at a meeting in December before going into effect. The updated procedural bylaw can be found here.